From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. French President Nicolas Sarkozy met with British Prime Minister David Cameron today for a working dinner in Paris. The two men discussed their concerns about air operations in Libya, now that NATO has taken over the lead role from the U.S. Both France and Britain have complained that NATO is not doing enough to protect Libyan civilians from Muammar Gaddafi's forces, and that most of the airstrikes are being performed by French and British pilots. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé threw the first punch Tuesday morning when he accused NATO of not doing enough to help the Libyan people.
Il faut d'abord que l'OTAN joue pleinement son rôle. L'OTAN a voulu prendre la direction.
Speaking on French radio, Juppé said, NATO wanted to lead this operation, we accepted. Now it has to play its role and keep Gaddafi from bombing his people. And that's not the case today, asked the radio host. It's not sufficient, replied Juppé. While France launched the first planes over Libya when the no-fly zone mission began in mid-March, the U.S. quickly took control, coordinating the intervention out of its airbase in Ramstein, Germany. But a little more than a week ago, the U.S. pulled back, handing the reins over to the member states of NATO.
The fact that the United States has pretty much withdrawn from the operation and has left Ethiopian allies alone has left the alliance without a clear leader.
That's Etienne de Durand, director of security studies at the French Institute for International Relations. He says NATO has enough aircraft, but the problem lies with the complex decision-making of the alliance. French and British jets are carrying out the bulk of the mission, but NATO now decides when and where to strike.
Clearly, the French and the Brits would like to ramp up the sorties, the strikes, etc., to see those strikes increased, whereas NATO as a whole, as an organization, is, let's say, more prudent.
That is what is causing tensions within the alliance, says de Durand. He says Sarkozy and Cameron, together with their defense ministers, will discuss how to pick up the tempo of the operation. Tomorrow, the focus shifts to Berlin, where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and other NATO foreign ministers will meet to discuss the Libya operation. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says he wants the NATO allies to switch their planes from enforcing the no-fly zone to attacking Gaddafi's forces.
It would be useful to have a larger number of aircraft capable of striking ground targets, and that we looked to other nations, including in NATO, to supply such aircraft.
French Rafale jets take off from a base in Corsica headed for Libyan airspace. But rebels on the ground in Libya say they aren't getting enough help from NATO, and they blame the alliance for the desperate situation in the western city of Misurata, which is under siege by pro-Gaddafi forces. De Durand says U.S. military hardware was crucial in the first phase of the mission when they took out Gaddafi's air defenses, but the Europeans could complete the mission on their own if they improved the decision-making process.
So far, it's been a success. However, what really will matter is, of course, the ultimate result.
De Durand says a failure in Libya will affect the very idea of a common European defense, and he thinks the future of transatlantic relations. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.